Exodus 5:2. And Pharaoh said, "Who is the Lord that I should obey his voice to let Israel go? I know not the Lord, neither will I let Israel go." When we struggle against the evil forces of our day, we are sometimes left shaking our heads. We are confused by their lack of understanding, bewildered by their lies and deception, and dismayed by their lack of care for that which is godly. If we would allow ourselves a moment to reflect on the state of their souls, we might begin to see with more clarity their position. Many could give the same answer Pharaoh gave. They do not know and are not persuaded to obey Jehovah. Moses and Aaron were asking this Egyptian leader to do something totally foreign. How could a man that had no respect for God suddenly choose to endanger the social and economic health of his nation to obey his word? From a worldly and political point of view, this was folly. Only the direct action of God could change Egypt's policy on the release of slaves. God has provided a means for radical, nation-altering change in the truth of the gospel. If men come to know Christ, they will also be compelled to obey his word. Exodus 5:2. And Pharaoh said, "Who is the Lord, that I should obey his voice to let Israel go? I know not the Lord, neither will I let Israel go."